October 25th, 2022, 2105 hours, Warden Green here. What I learned is that I'm still listening to Night Train, that playlist on YouTube, and we talked about that, the Oscar Peterson trio with Ray Brown on bass. Thigpen. His name is Ed. It's Ed. There was a band, but it's Ed. Ed Thigpen and Ray Brown on bass, but Ed Thigpen on drums. Oscar Peterson, obviously, on piano. So, that's what we're listening to right now. The album called Night Train. But anyway, I learned something important. I just want to make this very brief. I learned that the ingredients list is by weight. It's by weight. So, because clay weighs way more, far more than arrowroot powder, which is like a fluffy stuff, right? It's from a plant. Clay is rock. It's from rock. It's heavy. It's not organic. It's something dense, right? But it weighs 2.65 times as much as water. Arrowroot weighs half as much as water. Like, so the difference between clay, 2.65, and 0.5 is obviously five times different. This clay weighs five times as much as the arrowroot per unit volume. It's five times as dense. Five times as heavy per unit volume. That's what density is. Weight per unit volume. That's the definition of density. So this is 2.6. It's more than five times. 2.65 is more than five times 0.5. More than five times heavier. So, oops, what did I just click on? Or what? I didn't click on anything. Oh, I know, it's asking me probably. Oh, it wants to know, do I want to keep playing? That's what it is. You know how you're playing it and it says, do you want to keep going? This might be it. What's it in the middle of? This is it, video paused, yeah. Paused, asking me do I want to keep going. So, what it is the five times more dense means that the 35 grams compared to 45, like I saw in the other recipe I looked at, that said 45 grams of arrowroot to 35 grams of clay, that would be easily heavier for the clay, because it's, no, that's gram, wasn't grams, sorry, that was, what was that? Maybe that was grams. Wait a minute, okay. I'm going to look it up. Okay, grams of foot powder. Okay, not grams. Foot powder recipe, right? Okay, and I'm talking about kale and clay. Look up foot powder recipe with kale. There, it is 35 grams. No, it is saying grams. Okay. Okay, good. So this is, that recipe is different then. That doesn't apply to us. We don't want to use that recipe. We want to use a recipe where the weight of the kaolin clay is greater than the weight of the arrowroot, not less. So our recipe will be different. But volume-wise, we'll have much less volume, possibly, of the kaolin clay compared to the arrowroot powder, because the white clay, it's called. We'll have a lot less volume, and it'll still weigh more. Like, we could still have, if we had 1/5 the volume, it would still weigh more. Right? So I was thinking, what about 1/4 teaspoon of clay, 3/8 teaspoon of the arrowroot? That gives us, 1/4 is 2/8, so 2/8 plus 3/8 is 5/8. 5/8, that leaves 3/8 more of a teaspoon to add all the other ingredients, which would be like 1/8 of the black hole powder, right? And about an eighth or a little less of the aloe vera. But no, the teaspoon, that's right. I think the black hole probably is denser than the aloe vera powder, but I don't know. Because it's the shell of a walnut, whereas the aloe vera is a plant material, probably fluffy and light. That's what I'm thinking. So we could have 1/8 each of those in terms of teaspoon and still be heavier for the black hole powder by weight, you see? The hull of the walnut, the shell being heavier than the fluffy aloe vera. I don't know what the aloe vera is. Let's look it up. What is aloe vera powder made from? See, it's very complex. You see how complex it is? So I didn't have that on cycle. So I'm going to play this list again, starting at Night Train. But I'll put it on cycle. Okay. So, but what I looked up is that the gel. Aloe powder is lipophilized or freeze-dried crystalline powder produced from the gel of the aloe vera plant. But that's been organically grown, but I don't know. That doesn't sound great if it's freeze-dried. How do you extract aloe vera powder? Okay. I don't know how much the gel of aloe vera would weigh, but it doesn't sound like it weighs as much as the hard shell of a nut. So I still believe that the black hull powder is going to be heavier. So 1/8 and 1/8. So we got 3/8 remaining to use up. We got 5/8 from the 2/8 clay, 3/8 arrowroot. And then we have, that's 5/8. We have 3/8 left over in our teaspoon because we want to make it all a total of 1 teaspoon. Those 3/8 can be 1/8 hull powder and 1/8 aloe vera. And that leaves 1/8 for our two drops of peppermint and drops. 1/8 of a teaspoon would be all of our peppermint and all of our tea tree oil combined. A little more of the tea tree oil in terms of weight than we want of the peppermint. Also the rose geranium too. That's right. All three of those would be together. But wait a minute. Where's the rose geranium comes last. Yeah, it comes last. So by weight, it's last. We have to make sure that it weighs less than what 1/8 of a teaspoon of aloe vera weighs. But we want the peppermint and the tea tree oil to weigh more than what 1/8 of a teaspoon of black walnut hull weighs. If our recipe's right, but it's probably not right, but that's what. Anyway, that's the end of the video. I'm just explaining it's by weight. It's not by volume. I still think 1/8 is too much for the drops from all of these. But maybe not, because one drop might be more than I think. And we're probably going to put... No, but we're only making a teaspoon. How many drops do we need? So the next thing I might want to investigate is how much would be in one... But also 7 teaspoons would be enough. Because you see, if I'm putting a quarter of a teaspoon of the clay, right? But it weighs 2.65 times what water does, right? So a quarter times 2.65 okay. It was supposed to loop, but it didn't. 2.65. You know, it takes years of schooling to come up with the ability to do this stuff, and I'm still not... It's still not easy for me. It's not easy for anyone, I guess, because it's not easy for an engineering physicist with a master's degree in physics who does a lot of calculations. 0.66 is what I get. 0.25 times 2.65. Equivalent, therefore, of about half of a teaspoon, which is 5 mils, so... 0.6 times 5. Let's go times 5, which will be converted to grams. 3.3. So it's basically 3.3 grams of that teaspoon is going to be from the clay. Well, there's no way that this, there's no way that this, this jar, or this bottle, there's no way that this, if it's 104 grams, right, that would be, wait a minute, okay, 104 grams would be 100 milliliters, right? That's 100 milliliters. That is in milliliters. This is 100 milliliters of iodine drops in water. So it's basically water kind of. So that is about 100 milliliters. Look at that. So that's almost the same. These two bottles are almost the same in terms of their actual volume. They're all very close. You can't see one of them. Their radius is almost the same. See, they're almost the same. So that's very close. So I think this is 100 milliliters and it's 100 grams. That's very close. That makes, I don't know. That makes it easier, but it's not easy at all, but that makes it easier. That means that this is basically the same density as water. This is exactly the density of water. So whatever we make, it has to be the density of water or it's going to be wrong, right? That's what it means. We know that because that's right. 100 grams and it was 100 mils roughly. It's got to be the density of water. So that means arrowroot is lighter than water and everything else is lighter than water, probably. No, some of them can be heavier than water. Oh, the black walnut, the shells could be heavier than water in terms of per unit volume, but because there's so little of it, you know, walnut shells might sink in water. I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They might not. They might float. I don't know. They easily could be heavier than water, though. So denser, that is heavier per unit volume, and they might sink. Stuff that's heavier per unit volume sinks in water, right? So a gram per milliliter, if it's heavier than a gram per milliliter in density, it will sink. And we know... I don't even know if this thing is cycling properly. This song is over, so we'll see whether it shuffles or continues. Does it continue or not? It should. It did. Great. Okay. That's it. I want to quit this video, but you see the problems I'm having. See how difficult it is to reverse engineer something? It's difficult to reverse engineer it, because now I've got to figure out... It means very good guesses. Like, extremely good guesses. Because calculating it is not... But you see how we have to calculate extremely well and then make extremely good guesses as well. It's like, we can't be guessing. We have to accurately know as much as possible. But if everything else is the same weight as water or lighter, then we know that all of the weight of water has to come from the kaolin, essentially, right? It has to be as heavy as water. But what's a quarter teaspoon? Did we say? Times 2.65. 0.66, it was 0.66. So that is almost the weight of... It's almost one. If it were 1 gram, it would have been the same as the full weight of water for that it's a teaspoon. It should weigh 5 grams. Point 0.25 times 5. 3.3. So it should weigh 5. Yeah, it should put, it's 4.9 grams actually, right? But 5 grams per teaspoon. Because it's 5 milliliters. It should be 5 grams for water. 3.3 is what this clay would weigh. If it's a quarter, it's 3.3. That's probably close because then it leaves 1.7 or so. 1.6 more grams of these other ingredients. Which is less than half of what this... It's less than half of what this... What the clay provides in weight. I could believe it's close, but it may not be close. But I could believe it were possibly close, right? It's possible... It's just a guess. We don't know. There's no way of knowing unless we can actually detect clay. Unless the color of arrowroot is slightly different from the clay. We can't know. So All we know is we can't have the arrowroot, the weight of the arrowroot exceed the weight of the clay. But that's pretty hard to do that because the arrowroot's so much lighter. It's 0.5 grams per milliliter compared to 2.65. The arrowroot is so much lighter, we could have almost all arrowroot and only a little bit of clay. But if we did that, we'd have trouble getting our full density of water, you see, because we need the total to be, so using, knowing that the final density has to be equal to the weight of water, the density of water, that should be able, enable us to determine precisely what, yeah, okay, that's right, because I can determine, okay, now I think we've got it, we've got something here. Let's take 3/8.375 times the arrowroot density, which is 0.5, very close to 0.5, 0.51 or something, but 0.5 is close enough, times 5, right? Because 0.375 is 3/8 times 5 grams in a teaspoon for water, and then times 0.5, which is the density of arrowroot, that gives us the right weight, total, 0.9. We add that to the other 3.3 we had for the clay, it gives us 4.2, okay? We're up to 4.2. We need 4.9, so we have 0.7 left. 0.7 grams. If that can be given by the... I think we can achieve 0.7 grams with the other ingredients by having 1/8 of aloe vera and 1/8 of the black hole powder, 1/8 of a teaspoon, depending on the density. Let's look up the density of aloe vera. So you see how we can do it, right? If we know the densities, we can do it. But it's a little heavier than water, 1.2. So it's about 1.2 grams per cubic centimeter. That's a cubic centimeter. A cubic centimeter is a milliliter. So it's 1.2 compared to 1 for water. But let's just carry on the density of I'm trying to make this fast. You can take as much time as you want, but I need to make it fast so the video is not too long. Black walnut density, powder. We need to say black walnut powder and then put the word density. The common use levels of black walnut powder is 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon per pound of base. That's 1 to 3. That's the common. But that's just the mixture amount. That's not talking about density. It's talking about how much you put in when you mix it with something. Typical, but it's meaningless to us. But it's not meaningless. It means something. It's meaningless as far as being exact. Well, I want to know the density of it. But you know how I can know? I've got the bag. It tells me it's 113 grams. It's 4 ounces. It's 113 grams, and I can estimate how much is in the bag in terms of volume, and then I can get the density from that. It's... Okay, so you see, if we want to make an exact recipe, we have to try... And even then, it's still a guess, but we still have to know... If we're trying to make a guess, we have to know as much as we can. This is what the bag is, the black walnut whole powder. 113 grams, right? And I would say, based on the size of this bottle and the amount in this package, there's more in the package than's in the bottle. There's more in this package than we have in the bottle. Almost double. Maybe 1.5, maybe double, something like that. So that means it's, because this weighed the same... This is 100 milliliters, too. So that suggests black hole powder is... It weighs... It's the same weight as this is. It's about 100 grams compared to more than 100 milliliters. It's lighter than water. This is lighter. So black walnuts probably float on water. But that's because they have air inside them too. But I mean, the shells would probably float. Even a shell, broken walnut shell, would suggest it would float on water. That's what this suggests. But maybe not, because maybe this is, because it's ground into powder, it has air spaces in it. Yeah, so this is just the powder. We don't know how packed it is in terms of air spaces, right? So, but that's just, it's still going to be packed pretty tight. It's pretty close to be a good estimate of what we're talking about. I'm just not guaranteeing it's going to float on water, but it's lighter. This is lighter than water. So, at least, unless all of this can fit in this bottle, all of that can fit in this one bottle. I don't think so. I think it's slightly more, at least. So therefore, it's not as dense. Okay. So what we had, the aloe vera. Let's say the other aloe vera weighed a little bit more. So let's just say they weigh the same as water, and they're the same quantity. So that's perfect. Okay. So we're gonna add. They're 1/8 each of a teaspoon. That's a quarter, 0.25 total, times the density of water is 1, obviously, times the 5 grams, right? Oops. Why? Wait a minute, hang on. 0.25 times 1 times 5, that gave me 5.4. Oh, 5.4, it's a little bit too much. But it's not bad, right? If I go back, we had 4.2. 0.25 times 5. Yeah, we wanted 0.7, we got 1.25. Right. So if we'd made more of the black hull powder and less of the aloe vera, and that's what they have, if we'd put more, let's do it in two steps. Let's say, not 0.25, let's say 0.125 times, let's say it's 0.6 for the density, okay, times 5, that'll be 0.375, plus 0.125 times 1.2, which is the density of the aloe vera. Now I have 1.1, okay. What? It doesn't work, hang on, that didn't work. 4.2, we had 4.2, 5.4. We already said they averaged out. Oh, I know why. Yeah, okay. I know why. Yes. We don't want that. We want to be more. We're going to put more than 0.125, more than an eighth. So let's say, a quarter of a teaspoon. Just for a starting point. So that would be 0.75 for the black hole powder. We already have fulfilled the limit of what we're trying to do. It was way more. We would have made more than a teaspoon, that's all. That's what we're saying. I'm trying to keep it within the bounds of 1 teaspoon weight for water. Trying to do it all so we can then multiply it and make it scale and have it work out. Because if we don't keep it like that, then we don't, it's just harder to calculate if we don't control the numbers, right? It's just, you can do it any way you want, but it's harder. And this is just me. I'm not sure about how someone else would do it. But I think it is going to be preferable for most people, if everybody can understand it. I hope everyone can understand it, is the point. I'm trying to do it so anyone can figure it out or duplicate. So it's not going to be this. So let's say let's say 0.175 or 1.1875, because that's what, 3/16, right, times 0.6 times 5, that'd be 0.564. okay, And then let's say plus 0.05 times 1.2, because we don't care about the volumes, or do we? Yeah, we want a quarter. 1.875 plus 0.5 is 0.05, I mean, is about 0.25. It's close. So let's say 0.06 instead of 0.05. So it gets us up closer to the 0.25 total teaspoons, and that's the quarter of a teaspoon we'll be looking for, right? I'm getting closer every time I do this. Times 5. Now if we add those together, we got 0.9, so we're close. So I can make this 0.2, maybe. No, that would make it heavier. Yeah, we'll just make this smaller. Let's say 1.7 or 1.8. Why not 0.15? Right? And then 0.15 teaspoons, but I don't know what that is, but still. Then at least we can do it as 0.1. Is that right? 0.1? Yeah, 0.1 for the aloe vera. That would give us 1, though. Why? Oh, the aloe vera is heavier. I want to go the other way, okay. So we had 0.05, right? 0.06. Okay, we'll go 0.05. Yeah, that's good. And then we'll go 0.2. 0.9. We wanted 0.7, we got 0.9. So in order to get the 0.9, we've got to go 0.03. And then 2.2. Or 0.22. That gives us 0.8. Now, if we get too low on the aloe vera, then we might suspect that this isn't the right ratio. And also, if we get too much black hull powder, that it looks like the mixture would then be too black compared to what we know it is in the actual recipe, then we know we're not right. So then we know we have to go back and take away some of the other... Or add. What do we have to do? We have to make more ingredients from the other two. We have to increase the amount of the clay and the arrowroot together, so there's less black hull powder that we need to put in to make up the teaspoon. You see what I'm saying? Less of these two, right? Because or is that true? Or maybe we want there to be more of these two? More weight from these two. If we had more weight from these two, then we could use less of the black hull powder, because the arrowroot is what weighs the most, you see? So we want to reduce the total. So let's reduce this to 0.15, or 0.125, but that's 0.55. Right, good. Okay, 0.125, that's 1/8 of a teaspoon. And let's say, what if we had also 1/8 of a teaspoon for this one? Right, so the arrowroot is heavier. It's got to be 1/16 of a teaspoon, I'm going to say. That's about right, 0.7. That works. So 1/8 of a teaspoon. Okay. That's good. Yeah, we had 1/4 of a teaspoon left, because we had 5/8. Right? We had 3/8 actually left. So, this is good. Now we've got 0.125, which is 1/8 of a teaspoon of the black hull powder, which is 0.6 density compared to water, and 1.2 density is the aloe vera. Of that one, we have 1/16 of a teaspoon. And it, when we total up 0.06 times 1.2 times 5, which is the arrowroot, add that to 0.125 times 0.6 times 5, we get 0.7 grams. Is the total weight of those two, which is 1/16 and 1/8. It's 3/16. But that 3/16 was out of our remaining 3/8. So we still have 3/16 of a teaspoon that we can use for the oils. Right? But that's a lot of oil. I mean, a lot of these very potent oils, like, I'm not sure if that's right. So if we wanted to reduce the oils, we'd have to increase the clay possibly, right? Which we said was a quarter. We can make the clay 3/8, so we can make them both 3/8 if we want, or we could increase the clay to 3/8. We can't go up by 1/8. We can't say a quarter increase to 3/8. And also increase the 3/8 arrow root to 1/2, because if we do that, we could, but then we'd only have 1/8 left for the. Is that true? Wait a minute. Hang on. How much do we have left? We had 1/8 and 1/16. 3/16. Yeah, we had 3/16. No, that's right. We'd only have 1/8 left instead of 3/16. Is that right? Wait a minute. Well, that would. If we change the amount of the clay and the arrow root, we change how much it weighs. But, you know. So therefore, we change the percentage of the weight. Like, we'd have to start all over again. Let me think. By weight. Well, we don't know the percentage by weight. All we have to know is that they weigh more. Each ingredient goes down in terms of total weight for each ingredient. That's all. It's the volume we're trying to get right here. And we have to double check that the mass doesn't exceed the weight of each one goes stepwise down as we go through. But we're getting very close here. I feel like we are. I feel like we're very close to having a guess, a good guess. It's a lot of work. Where were we? We had 1/8 and 1/16. So we had 3/16 left over. If we add a quarter, we'd only have a 1/16 left over. Okay, so all of our drops would have to go in 1/16 of a teaspoon. Trying to think. Well, I know I had the measuring spoon here. It's possible, but would they weigh more? Like would a 1/16 or less than a 1/16 of a teaspoon of one of those oils, like the two oils that are more in weight, each of them is more in weight than the black hull powder, would they weigh more than? No, they wouldn't. Not if they're only half, because they're. They only, if they only, they have the same density as water, if they're only half in volume, they won't weigh as much as 0.6, which is the density of the black hole. It's more than half of the weight of water, the density of water, right? More than half, 0.6 is more than half. And even though it's 1/8, it's double, that because it's more than half, and it's double the volume, it's going to weigh more than the 1/16. So we know we're close, but we're not quite there. We can't increase. That means we can't increase the clay and the arrowroot by that much, right? So maybe we should keep them the same. Let's just keep them the way we have it. Is it possible that 3/16 of a teaspoon, almost a quarter of a teaspoon, is how much oil we're going to have in there? We know there's not much geranium oil, so it's mainly going to be the tea tree oil and the peppermint with more tea tree. I think it's possible we're going to have that much tea tree oil in there, because that means like 1/8 of a teaspoon of tea tree oil and 1/16 of a teaspoon of, what was the other one, peppermint. I can believe that, but slightly less than that, because we have to allow for the rose geranium oil. So you see how we've arrived at 3/16 left over. So that's for the oils. That's the best guess I can come up with for a starting point, but now we got to try and make it and see what happens. I think it's going to be, it seems to me, too much oil, but that's the best we can do right now. How much time have we used? That's a 34-minute video. I apologize for the length of the video. This is Ward Green. I hope this helps you. I love you. Bye for now. It's October 25th, 2022, 21:39 hours. Ward Green out.